Test one, two. Yeah, okay.
Apparently it works now. I don't know what it is.
We're ready. Alright, all meeting order, if we can all stand for an indication of the relative progress followed by us.
I'm so proud to tell you, Father, thank you for this opportunity to get together in the business of our city, the opportunity we have to be involved in new things and bring betterment to our community and those who live there. Our best will be good today and I hope to make decisions which are in favor of you and of the city. There's some really bad things.
What we need is to acquire the United States of America into a republic for which it stands, one nation, for now, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Terry Crawford. Randy Quaid.
Here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
We have Quorum.
I'd love to invite you to a meeting. And our esteemed representative of the Star Edison, Mr. Crawford. Next on the agenda is the consideration of our minutes of our prior meeting. Email to everybody. Have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Here is none, I'm motion to approve.
I think so.
All in favor? Alright, we're approved. Unfinished business.
I'm feeling good.
It's just happy. It's just a happy weather.
It is water.
Alright. Regarding the landmark fuel farm, we held a work group meeting on 3/26 between the Chamber Economic Business Partnership, the city, and Landmark. And it was a good 2 hour, maybe 2.5 hour discussion. It was nice because we were able to introduce the Chamber to Landmark and vice versa. And we were able to explain our relationship with the Chamber and what our goals are for the airport to Landmark. It gave us an opportunity to basically solicit input from Landmark in those goals. Talked a lot about everything, including the fuel farm, but spoke about fuel prices and we didn't get a chance to talk about the aviation maintenance aspect of it. We'll talk about that today. But it was a good meeting. It was a good start to a meeting. Landmark's going to digest what occurred and get back to us in the form of a letter in about a week's time. We're going to take that information along with the grant for the fuel farm and present it to the City Council at their April 16th meeting. At that time, we'll talk about our options that we have on the table and put it all out there in front of City Council and get their input, and they'll approve the grant at that time or consider the grant at that time and then provide direction on the fuel farm. And then once we have that information, we'll bring it back to the Master Plan Planning Committee and they'll deliberate on its location and we'll go forward with it. Terry, you know?
I was part of that discussion. I want to say that very positive. The approach of the second was one of, it's part of the future of where we are and where we're going. You take a look at the problems and opportunities associated with the future, we can get all of it together and do something about what we're doing in the past. And I think everybody embraced that pretty well. The senior level management people who Landmark and continues to it was a good opportunity just to have a first meeting and to involve the team, which was very much involved in wanting to see the airport grow across the economic development into itself. But they look at the airport as always have, and they express that many times. Business comes to our community, and it's through our terminal here, through our airport. be the kind of deal if you want to sit down and talk to someone. And you're right, that is, when a few years here, you don't come up with a great idea, it's trying to stop it, well, it's a problem, I don't know, and why would any happen, because you get a lot of them coming in, and over airplanes or something, right, to put the pressure in the head of our community, that's what they see with the airplane, at airplane. So, to make that business life, and have a good feel, like we have, to meet people, sort of airplane, to do that, and of course, that, to have a, even nice facility is, you know, the second part of that, which is like that. Without the life out of me, there's better transfer from, but it could be more impressive, but whatever, because that's the thing for the future, that's one of the things that everybody shares, and we're leaving going on as well. Needless to say, and not say, it was a very positive beginning, and, you know, I was, I along with the people I did from Landmark, and comments that maybe have raised for that, but we saw really good at Rock Hill, and where we were, when we were going, how we got started. See what the second step is in the land. That's where it is. And we'll see what we get back to the market and whatever. Part of that is to do with the top country of that. You know, they got a fuel farm up there, they have a different mountain, they're still running for it. They got a grant to be matched. You know, how can we come up with some money that they pay to match? They use the fuel farm, or they all get in the fuel farm, they got 5 years on the lease, and that's kind of how it works. So we'll see what comes out of it. That's a business decision, right? It was a full process.
Is there anything you wish to add or can add or what?
Well, I think it was very positive. I've asked first, if you want to know what's very positive about it. The package I left in front of you was basically, you know, the small presentation and data that we brought with us. And there's also an article in there on the future of AVGAS on the road, which I think I brought in the final summer sometime to show you guys where just to go and show it to you again and get you a lot of information on where AVGAS is headed for all of us. But if you have any specific questions on any of it, please let me know. Do you want me to address the question now or whatever?
No, we'll get it.
If it wasn't agenda, Mr. Nicholas' presentation, I gotta say, the presentation wasn't made, the agenda wasn't used.
Right.
And covered a lot of ground.
It's more bad.
It was involved at the same time. There's a better way to try to, you know, read it like you should. Try to put it in the agenda.
Okay. Anything else to turn to the world?
Yes.
Master plan.
We've received approvals on working paper number one from both FDOT and FAA. Working paper number two will be complete and ready for the Master Plan Advisory Committee to review on April 18th at 5 p.m. And I'll send out notifications, calendar notifications. That date's important because we'll also discuss the fuel farm. We'll have direction from the council by then too. So, we'll take care of all those items at the April 18th meeting. Okay. Yeah, contract tower closings. This has by far taken the majority of my time the past month or so. In summary, there are 14 contract towers in our state of Florida that are closing. Several have filed injunctions in federal court. The intent on these injunctions is basically to force the FAA to follow their own safety protocols and review procedures and safety risk management procedures, which they apparently have not followed when they initiated these closing actions. The lawsuits will, the petitioners basically have no hope or no expectation that the lawsuits will result in a long-term fix of the contract tower program, rather that the lawsuits will essentially buy time and allow them to pursue other options, because it is being pushed so quickly. The first set of towers to close will occur on April 7th. The next set, including Ocala, will be on the 21st, and then the final set, I believe, is the first week in May. We've received very little communication from the FAA as far as the procedures to close them. We did get something as recently as yesterday, but there's still a lot of questions answered. There's a lot of politics going on the side. You've got Senator Nelson speaking today at the Lakeland Airport. He issued a press release where he identified several government programs that were perfect examples of ways that could be eliminated and freed up in the budget and transferred over to the contract tower program. Congressman Yoho and Nugent will be at the tower next week, our control tower, on Monday and on Wednesday. And it's our opportunity to tout the benefits of our control tower and garner their support. But we keep working on this. I just got information not too long ago that the Department of Transportation in Texas is stepping up, and they will be funding their contract towers that are under the knife. So the state of Texas is going to fund the operational expenses of the control towers there. There has been talk in Florida in approaching our own state delegates to try and get FDOT to fund our control towers here. That has not moved in Tallahassee, but forwarded all the information to the necessary people, and we'll see where that goes. But the summary of it all is we're pushing the political side and hoping for the best to come out of Washington. I don't foresee the state stepping up. It's about $7 million that they would have to come up with to fund the 14 control towers.
One of which is like
3 days
before summer.
Correct. Okay. And that in and of itself is evidence that the FAA really didn't look at the micro aspects of each particular airport when they decided to close it. It was an arbitrary decision that came from the top, and
stay
good.
Or something
good.
So, yeah, look out on the FAA extension. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're drafting a letter that the city manager will sign and send to the FAA that basically requests a stay of their decision until the litigation pans out in federal court. And at least we'll be on record as protesting.
Why are you here?
You know, very little bit. It's been about as quietly an issue as you can imagine. Even RVA, the first real indication from RVA was when they canceled the manager's conference here about 4 days ago. We're supposed to have the first week in April. We just got letters today to start issuing to the employees. So they're moving in that direction for the first time. I don't know what that really says. I got my own ideas, but it's been very little work. In fact, that day was the 21st, that's a Sunday. That's the beginning of a normal pay period in RVA's pay schedule. I'm not sure whether we're talking Saturday night or Sunday morning. That's how little information. I wish I had some. There really isn't. The only thing I can say is there's a lot of people in the system still hopeful some resolution or something better than what's coming down there.
And what Bert said is a perfect example of the lack of information coming out of the FAA. We don't know if the 21st is the first day of non-tower operations or the last day of control operations. It's silly to say, but it's a perfect example of the lack of thought and foresight on the FAA. So.
The
airport pays that anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Part of your budget.
Part of my budget. It's our equipment, it's our building, it's our facility. they provide the staff and the expertise.
Well, we have something that's going to cost,
$450,000, to provide the same level of service at the Ocala Airport that we have right now.
What's we were going to mothball?
Oh, mothballing, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, you know, our operations staff is in there right now. And they'll continue to operate out of that facility. Saving the radios upstairs, I don't have the information to provide you an answer at this time. I don't know how to properly store them, but,
We'll figure it out more than that.
Figure that out, yeah.
Well, in many cases, as an example, mothball is not a good word to use because it's got to stay open and operating, to a certain degree, because you've got like the AWOS equipment in there. And there's things that the FAA will enter into and make.
The ILS, or you have to.
Johnson handles for that, it's still up there, but the AWOS itself is housed there. There's equipment, air conditioning. It's not as simple as just shut the door and turn the key, that's it.
What's the AWOS frequency?
128.15, same as the,
What is it?
128.15.
I mean, so, can you just say AWOS?
Yeah, no, it's just the AWOS broadcast.
We don't have anything else, but I assume, advisory frequency is power frequency, you're using, become like advisory frequency, you really like that?
Well, that's another issue, you know, do we go to a Unicom frequency? And if we do that, you know, 14 other airports are going to be going on a Unicom frequency. What will that do to frequency congestion? Is it going to be 123.0 if we have four? Or do we stay on CPAP 119.25? Those are all questions that we pose.
Yeah, that's good. Well, 123 would be just by a lot of 123.8.
Yeah, that's another.
It's very hard to understand what that force is talking to.
You know, the state conducted a frequency congestion survey or study about a year or two ago. Actually, no, it coincided with the opening of our control tower, so it would have been in 2010. And it looked at the frequency congestion of all the Unicom airports and their coverages, and they shifted some airports around. And when we left that system, when the control tower freed up a lot of frequency airspace, and going back into that mess, we'll have to figure out which direction we're going.
As I say, that's one of the things that SRM is designed to handle. And normally, when the tower loses a frequency or a shift, so those frequencies return to frequency management. And that's going to be a real critical area, like sun and fun. I mean, to ask frequency management for frequency today, like pulling teeth, so to speak. So that's one of the issues really just should have been addressed. It will be. It just may be late.
Well, all the time, everybody's got opinions. You know, when they go up, closing the tours at the White House, signing with Blue Angels, and half a hundred other things like that. There's no question in my mind, in my opinion, that the administration is trying to make the sequester kind of clear as badly as it can, as many folks as it can, with the public and all. There's a lot of money in the federal government. What they're talking about, seriously, is a simple cut out of the budget. I mean, that's a lot of money. No question about that. So the scheme of the government and the way they like funding, it's a drop in the bucket. It's been dry plan on the side of the administration to submit the reports to get it. So they have put spending money on other things. More crazy. But that's not all right. All right, thank you.
Hey, boy, any other comments on this cluster question?
Let me just say one thing for the board's benefit. The morale of the tower is good. There are several people who will be affected by it more harshly than a couple of others. But I expect that the tower will give as good a level of service as we have right at the moment, 21st. I don't doubt that one bit. And that's a good thing.
Okay. New business.
Executive Jet Club LLC. This is the company who provided a business plan. I've got copies of that in front of everyone. They are proposing to conduct a non-145 aircraft maintenance operation and aircraft charter operation out of the former BCP aviation area. This business plan is essentially a request to operate under the Ocala Airport minimum standards. Right now they employ 15 people. They have three business jets that are on a 145 charter certificate. Their insurance and their lease agreement with Landmark are acceptable, and we'll put together our own operating agreement. It's a standard operating agreement. It's not going to change from what was approved through BCP Aviation, but we recommend the board's approval and recommendation to City Council that they approve Executive Jet Club LLC's application. Incidentally, the representatives that were going to be here, apparently there was a funeral, and he's not in town. I guess Tracy, could you answer
my question? Exactly.
Oh. Oh, I see that. Okay. We'll make that note. Thank you.
I'll make that motion. I'll say this at the same time. Had an opportunity to speak with Ryan Ridley about how I guess to do good here to work on the airplane. I'm really excited. We talked for a long time about finding someone who has consistency and the consistency of anything on that program. Everybody knows how to find it. Looks about as good as anything we could have gone out and done an RFP for, or really possibly look for in town. When you get a guy on that list, he's very familiar with, I don't know what his involvement would be, or how it would be. But he's very positive about the
plan. He's the expert
for everything. Whoever is the thing. And he was here before, and he really not shared that. He got kind of put off the rest of the time. He thinks he's really good. They're really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good. Have you bring Jetman to Tyler Hill? Just before we come in, they're working now, coming along from the column, 45 shots. It's as good as it gets. And, in Gainesville, I mean, you win it. They had it there, it didn't belong until they had it here. So I think it can be a very, very positive thing for us. I don't know what part of it.
Great.
When do they start?
I guess technically we have to wait for the council. I saw a couple of sheets as far as pressure and monitoring, which is the exact final switch term, which should be done. Hopefully, it's going to be good. Technically, I can't really let them move in until I get to the council.
Probably on the 16th.
Hoping to get them in there sooner. They are still doing some work. Some of the people are going up to Gainesville. I think they've done some minor things for the commanders. They've done quite a bit of work on jets on our ramp that normally follow them from Jacksonville or any of the other that Ron has sent us out to the world with the fractional service. So that's a good
thing. All in favor? Aye. Okay. Airport director report. 826 we have.
Mobilization will occur this weekend, and the first closures will begin the first of next week. Basically, survey, that kind of stuff, and it's good to see it started. So, first major closure will last about a week, and that'll be open for another week, and then closed for another week or two, and it's phased in there. But overall, it'll be about a month-long project.
East or west,
Fuel deliveries, 2013 year to date, we're up 22.7% over this time last year through February. On the monthly side of things, jet fuel sales have been great. And when you look at the operational data, this is 4,900 operations and 4,800 operations in January and February, respectively. It basically represents the best start to any year since the tower has been opened. I think it was about 4,500 operations in each month last year. We're 4,900, almost 5,000 in January. Yeah. Look at the runway 826 utilization, 223 operations on that in February. And that was a short month. And that concludes my presentation.
One thing did come out, and we talked about that, the fuel standpoint. I believe people are getting to be aware of it, but we talked about it in that meeting, self-serve fuel.
Yes.
A landmark price now, certainly for one person, you're 15 cents a gallon higher than the other one. Mine's a deal. And what about
Willis? We're actually there. We're at 5.2, Willis's at 5.5, Gainesville's at 6, and the Willis at 5.15.
There's
it was a significant reduction, and we're hoping for kind of balance.
I thought the 13 about it, and I hope the Charlotte is a little bit. Fuel pumps in the airplanes that didn't normally been pumped in the airplanes. We didn't think it was popular, that didn't normally stop here for gas, or people who are on the fuel side down the middle of the world. So we'll see how that time will tell. But you know, now they're like, you can't fly your airplane in either place, especially when they're pretty open. Yeah, so you have to want to appreciate what I'm not saying. That's a
good thing.
It's a good community. And,
we as soon as Landmark did that, we sent an email. Is that what we did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We sent an email to all our tenants, letting them know that there was a major price drop calculation the way that they could do it. So we're trying to get the word out.
It's on the internet. The whole time to put up it all day for your week today. Once you get done with the runway right now, we can put some stuff in there for the VIP to put it to your mind.
It's 600 people doors. This is a good thing to work.
Okay. Anything else? We're going to keep all this going on. Up and down. You can go to work.
So the whole part of the gentleman from Landmark was in terms of the whole TA business. They and others start to see veteran business all across the country because they have that there to stop from all over. And they said there's a feeling that TA is on the upswing. They still didn't talk badly about the FBS and some of the people are finding it, the cost of everything else, and the fact that this airplane method is being not diesel, even the airplanes. So there can be, undoubtedly, will be a time when we're not able to get that anymore, or something's going to have to happen. There's a lot of airplanes out there that have it. So we have to have airplanes to keep it all the SCM, so we're always good to go. It is a real problem for the industry. And that's some of the questions on cost. How do you get higher and higher when the fuel prices of the pump would be going down? Jet fuel is going to reflect more the prices of the pump. Heavy gas, there's a lot of other circumstances. If auto gas is really cheap and the pump that's on the plant comes tree. And that's where the Monette actually was going to call it, and it's a lot of the I really never thought about it that way, but they have a very good tonight, and I'll be back it up. And they're in the business, and I'm starting to understand why I was doing this, and I'm going to pay a fee for it, and I'm going to be able to get it. And especially when I was using it, that was very tough. But that was my time, actually, to be able to get it, and I'm going to be able to get it.
Any other comments, any other person who wishes to appear?
Well, we might, it used to be posted